Steve cleared his throat and looked around the conference room table. "Welcome, everyone." After months of preparation, this was the moment he had been working so hard for, his first ad campaign presentation, and he was more than a little nervous. The 10 men and 2 women sitting before him were his clients, and they would decide if his campaign was acceptable for the upcoming year. Steve distributed spiral-bound copies of the campaign proposal to the 11 vice presidents, and then handed one to Roger, the president of United Bank. "I'd like to begin by reviewing our budget." Steve directed their attention to the projector screen, where he presented the budget amounts allocated to design, production, and media buys. He discussed his media recommendations and the rationale behind each one. Next, he explained the underlying thinking that had gone into the creative part of the campaign. "Any questions?" Steve asked. Around the table, people shook their heads. Steve sensed they were just waiting to see what the campaign was going to look and sound like. "All right, let me move on to the creative approach we're recommending." Directing the presentation from his laptop onto the projector screen, Steve revealed storyboards for the proposed television commercials. Next, he showed preliminary print ads and direct mailers. Finally, he read the radio ad scripts out loud. When his presentation came to an end, Steve took a deep breath and waited to hear what they thought. At first, no one spoke. The silence stretched uncomfortably. Finally, one of the VPs said, "You took a much lighter approach than I thought you would, but maybe that's good. It projects a friendly bank." Another VP spoke up. "You obviously put a lot of time and effort into this campaign." After another awkward silence, all heads turned to Roger, the bank's president. "This is garbage," Roger said. Stunned, Steve went blank. He simply didn't know how to respond. He nodded his head as though he were trying to shake out a thought. "I guess we've missed the mark," Steve finally managed. "I'll go back and talk to the creative team. I'll be back in touch next week." Steve didn't remember how he got to his car. He found himself driving, but not back to the agency. There was no way he could face his team. Thank heaven his boss, Rhonda, was out of town. He needed to find a place where he could be alone and think. He also needed a good cup of coffee. Driving through an unfamiliar neighborhood, he happened upon a place called Kayla's Cafe. He went in, hoping to find relief. He gazed around the bookstore cafe, with its solid wood tables and matching heavy wood chairs. It was a very different place than the high-tech chrome and high energy of the ad agency. He found solace in the cave-like coolness and was warmed by the smell of coffee. What had gone wrong? How did things get so far off track? Steve ordered a mocha and let the warmth of the mug seep into his palms. After this latest fiasco, he was sure to be fired. As he thought about it, he was surprised he had gotten this far. 5 years before, Steve had felt as though he'd won the lottery. Rhonda, co-founder of the creative advertising agency, had hired him straight out of college with a degree in marketing. He'd taken an entry-level position and quickly worked his way to lead production manager in charge of several large accounts. Last year, he'd served as co-producer of the industry's award program for outstanding ad campaigns. 4 months ago, Steve felt flattered when Rhonda gave him the opportunity to bypass the typical career path as a junior account exec on a larger account and take the account exec role on a small but well-regarded account, United Bank. Rhonda told Steve that she wanted to empower him and that this was the perfect time to do so. Steve saw his promotion as his chance to prove himself. If he could make a mark with United Bank, he could soon take on the more prestigious big-budget accounts. Or so he had thought.